Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games as all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
This is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Al-Qaeda, ISIS, active in the world, where and what does it mean for the immediate threat to the United States and its allies, to the region, especially the developing region of Africa and the Middle East? Bill Raggio is a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal tracking Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda has franchises, and several of those franchises are hard to calculate, but they look extremely dangerous to the region. We begin with Al-Shabaab. The headline, State Department places a $10 million bounty on Kenyan Shabaab commander. Just a few days after placing a similar bounty on Malin Ek Aman, the head of Shabaab's Kenya military wing, the U.S. State Department Rewards for Justice Program offering $10 million for information leading to the arrest of Mahmoud Abdi Aden. U.S. State Department now offers $10 million bounty on five Shabaab leaders. Bill, before we get to the suspect himself, this attitude of the State Department to increase the number of people with $10 million bounties on their head, what's driving it? Why now, Bill? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Yes, it's a very interesting dynamic that's playing out here. We've had, since November, we've had five Shabaab leaders, military leaders, and as well as other top levels of their organization, including the group's emir, have been offered $10 million, bounty. The group's emir, by the way, is one of the individuals identified by the United Nations to be thought to be in the chain of succession to lead Al-Qaeda after the death of Zawahiri. He's probably somewhere anywhere from third to fifth on the list, but that's how important he is to the global organization. So you now have 10 Shabaab leaders with $10 million bounties. So for the Sunni jihadist groups, that's $10 million is the max right now. It was Zawahiri. I mean, Al-Zawahiri, Al-Qaeda's last emir, had a $25 million bounty on his head. So there's only, I believe, in the Sunni jihadist organizations, about five or six other outside of Shabaab who have $10 million bounties on their head. One of them is Saif al-Adel, who's thought to succeed Zawahiri. Another is Hafez Saeed, who's the head of Lashkar-e-Taiba, which is the Pakistani-backed terror group with close alliance to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. And then a couple of other individuals, that love the head of Al-Qaeda's Khorasan province and an individual here or there. So Shabaab itself, though, has five. That's telling us that two things. Very likely some pressure by the Somali government to step up the targeting as well as to provide incentives for these leaders to be caught. But I think this is also telling us the U.S. government views Shabaab as a very real threat. And I've always said Somalia or southern central Somalia could be the next country or portion of a country that falls under jihadist control. That would be after Afghanistan. I would have to add Mali and Burkina Faso to that list now as well after what recent news has developed there.
Bill, Al-Shabaab, let's step back. What is its mission statement? How is it linked to Al-Qaeda? Does it take orders from somewhere else, or is this a standalone?
Shabaab is Al-Qaeda's branch with what Al-Qaeda calls Al-Qaeda East Africa. Al-Qaeda doesn't view it like many in the West do. Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, Al-Qaeda East Africa, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. Al-Qaeda's general command calls these its theaters, right? So Shabaab or Al-Qaeda East Africa operates primarily in Somalia and in Kenya and some surrounding countries as well. It is closely tied to Al-Qaeda. Again, its emir is on Al-Qaeda's Shura Majlis or its executive council. And again, Zubair himself is an individual who could one day lead Shabaab. There are other Shabaab leaders who have been designated, listed especially designated global terrorists, who are known to have close ties to top Al-Qaeda leaders. So it's one of Al-Qaeda. It's a major, think of it as like U.S. Central Command in the U.S. military, something to that effect. It's one of Al-Qaeda's commands. It takes advice and orders. It it takes money from Al-Qaeda. It also kicked money upstairs. It provides leadership and fighters for such an organization and vice versa.
Is this an organization not unlike some other parts of the Al-Qaeda operation that pictures a world of not sovereign states, but Al-Qaeda territory, province? Is it looking to dominate territory, or does it hit and run?
All of Al-Qaeda's primary goal, this is I think this problem, which has been perpetuated since 9/11, is that Al-Qaeda is an organization that seeks to conduct terrorist attack against the West. No, Jocelyn and I always argued Al-Qaeda's goal, and it's something, it's what they've stated publicly, is to reestablish the global caliphate and impose its version of Sharia. Al-Qaeda is the means of the base. It's the base of jihad. That's actually its name. And it in Somalia and Kenya, it wants to create what they call an emirate there in Afghanistan, the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, in Yemen, in Saudi Arabia, and all the places it fights. That's its ultimate goal, is to support these insurgencies. The attacks against the West are it's a tactic. It's so it's used to attempt to drive us from the Middle East in order for it to open the doors to establish its global caliphate.
And right now, these bounties, do they actually bring information, Bill? It sounds strange that an organization that is driven by spiritual conversion of people to a radical opinion would suddenly be tempted by Western dollars. Odd.
It is, John. I can't think of a case where a bounty has been issued and resulted in a payout. I just can't think of a single case where an Al-Qaeda or Islamic State or any other terrorist leader where this bounty system has worked. That doesn't mean it isn't something that should be done. I think this is a necessary step. And certainly to someone like me who researches these terror groups and wants to understand their organization, these designations and bounties are very helpful in allowing us to understand the nature and the leadership of these organizations. But I do think its overall effect is minimal at best.
This is East Africa, Al-Shabaab. We're headed to West Africa. JNIM, a group for support of Islam and Muslims operating in East Africa, in and around the Mali capital of Bamako. Is this an Al-Qaeda outfit linked to Al-Shabaab, or is it a standalone as well?
This is JNIM, is a Al-Qaeda group, without a doubt, that's operating, and particularly in Mali is one of its main theaters. It is actually a subgroup of Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb, which is another Al-Qaeda theater. It is hardcore Al-Qaeda. We've seen documentation from well over a decade ago that was recovered by a Wall Street Journal reporter, and that told us about what happened, you know, how this group was being hidden by Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda claimed it wasn't really part of it, but it is. This is Al-Qaeda, and it is it's on a rampage in Mali right now.
Mali is a country that is divided between lower Mali and Upper Mali. As I recall, the French were active in this region at some point, but left. So what we're looking at is right now there is no effective counter, to my knowledge, to this group in Mali the way there is in Al-Shabaab. Is that correct? No drone surveillance, no teams on the ground, nothing like that?
No, the U.S. and particularly the French had the lead there, and they left several months ago at the request of the junta, the ruling junta there. So the only thing that it looks like they're flirting with the Russian Wagner group. That remains to be seen how effective that'll be. So JNIM was very active in the north, and now this has spread to central. It controls, I would argue, most of the northern central part of Mali. And it's now extended its attack zones to basically surround the capital of Bamako. And John, we've seen this sort of thing happen in the past. Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State both have had some success. I could recall back in 2006, where Al-Qaeda surrounding Baghdad, and then 2013-14, when the Islamic State was surrounding Baghdad again. But both of those efforts fail because of U.S. intervention. We saw developed in front of us, but with both the provincial capitals and the capital Kabul a few summers ago now. We also saw this in Mogadishu when Shabab took control of the city in 2007 and held it for multiple years before the U.S. and African Union forces pushed them out. So we may be seeing what Caleb Weiss, who really follows this very closely for the Lone War Journal, and I had a long, we just did a podcast on this, actually. It should be out in a couple of days. And what we think is happening here is Al-Qaeda is laying the groundwork to lay siege to Bamako. It's at a very beginning stage. It's difficult to say if it'll be successful, but based on past what we've seen in the past, of Al-Qaeda's operations, we think that's what they're trying to do.
Bill Rajo is a senior fellow for the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies. He and his colleagues keep the Long War Journal tracking Al-Qaeda and ISIS and other bad actors. Also, the conflict in Europe is now a subject of Long War Journal. When we come back, however, we're off to ISIS and an operation that looks successful, but it suggests that ISIS is in no fashion retired from the front. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million each for stolen funds, fees for experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now and save up to 30% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, Grove City. Did you know the new nationwide Children's Close to Home Center is now open at 1350 Stringtown Road? Get access to urgent care, lab services, therapies, and more. From the trusted experts at one of America's top 10 children's hospitals, now closer to your home than ever before. Visit nationwidechildrens.org/grovecity for information about our services and make an appointment for your child today.